You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Kyle Hughes reports in the Daily Freeman that the war of words between New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Representative John Faso heated up June 26th. Cuomo said that Faso's amendment to a bill in Washington, D.C. that would cut taxes and health care to millions, quote, amounts to nothing more than a political Ponzi scheme, end quote. Faso's amendment would shift the cost of Medicare from New York counties to the state, with a promised tax cut for property owners. Cuomo has said that tax cut will be offset by the state having to hike taxes to cover the difference. Quote, the Faso-Collins shell game cuts $2.3 billion in federal funding to New York and will force every resident of this state to pay a Faso-Collins federal tax added on to local property taxes to make up the difference to avoid decimation of our health care system, end quote, said Cuomo. Faso answered back with his own press release, quote, while the governor turns a blind eye to the repercussions of the property tax burden, Congressman Faso recognizes this burden is a critical factor in forcing many New Yorkers to flee our state, end quote. Folks that do not own property get no tax cut under the amendment, but will have access to less health care. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. On June 27th, the Columbia Media Group eliminated websites for its individual newspapers, the Daily Mail and the Windham Journal. Now readers have something called HudsonValley360.com instead. Currently, Run a 9-Minute Mile, Not Any Local Story, is the top of the page item on the desktop version of the new all-inclusive website. Quote, we are taking a more regional approach to our coverage, said Mark Vinciguerra, publisher of Columbia Green Media. Quote, the idea is to expand our audience, which right now is 200,000 plus unique visitors consuming over 1.2 million pages per month. We are the biggest media entity in the Twin Counties, and HudsonValley360.com will help us expand on that, end quote. The Columbia Media Group has eliminated, sold, or folded into their other papers, the Mountain Journal, Chatham Courier, Ravenna News Herald, and Greene County News in the past year. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that lawmakers will return to Albany June 28th for a special session to address an extension of mayoral control of New York City's schools, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the day before. The legislature ended last week without passing any ethics reform or the Child Victims Act or bills on many other issues. Cuomo's announcement said lawmakers will also take up, quote, such other subjects as I may recommend, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. And Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that Maurice Hinchey, the former state assemblyperson and congressperson from Saugerties, has frontotemporal degeneration, a rare and terminal neurological disorder. His family made the announcement June 27th. Hinchey's wife, Eileen Marder, said in a press release that Hinchey, 78, was diagnosed in 2011. And, quote, we've been getting calls from all over the region and the country inquiring about him, so we decided to publicly share what is happening, particularly in light of what is going on in Washington in terms of health care reductions, which would effectively make it almost impossible for the average family to secure the essential long-term care required for an illness like this, end quote. While in Congress, Hinchey also led the fight to force General Electric to clean up the polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, it dumped into the Hudson River between 1947 and 1977. The Environmental Protection Agency is currently considering ending the removal of PCBs from the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.